This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba.
Mei Yamaoka spent the first years of her life in Lodi, California, born there to Japanese immigrant parents. In 1938, her dad decided to move the entire family back to his village outside Hiroshima. The idea was to help his kids connect to the Japanese language and culture. Then came war and everything changed. On August 6, 1945, the day the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, 16-year-old Mei and her younger sister, Mana, were at work. Mana was helping clear debris from demolished buildings in town. Mei worked in a cigarette factory at the city's edge.
It was a beautiful day, no clouds in the sky, blue sky, and the siren blared and said, air raid.
Mei survived the blast, returning to live in California several years later. She married a Japanese American who'd been held in an internment camp here, and together they built a life. Three children, four grandchildren, a home in El Cerrito. And for many years, she kept her stories of surviving the A-bomb to herself. But now, at the age of 87, she's sharing her experiences and fulfilling a promise she made to her dad back in Japan. And a note to the listeners, this piece deals with some disturbing content.
He told me that I want you to promise to get a diploma from the high school. I want you to graduate high school because education is very important. So I promised, okay, I told him that I will, which I did. And the other thing I promised him was that he wanted me to tell people about the horror of the war and how devastating the atomic bomb is, and that just tell people that, he says. So this is what I'm doing right now. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful day, no clouds in the sky, blue sky, and the siren blared and said air raid. So we went into the shelter, and then 15 minutes later, all clear. So we went back to our station. And I was standing there, and all of a sudden, the bright light. Instantly, we knew what we had to do. We covered our eyes, our ears, nose, everything, and went on the floor. And when we went outside, we didn't know what was happening because nobody knew what it was. One of my classmates and I, we both had sisters in the same school. And we tried to get inside towards the city center, and we were stopped. We couldn't go in. And we saw all these people running. I mean, they were all, there are sceneries that I just can't explain what I saw. It was just horrid. It was just people burned with the skins hanging, and the blisters were huge, and I mean, no clothes, and that, I mean, it's something that I just did not want to relive. We started walking, and we walked home. It was a long walk. I was checking the distance, but I think it's something about where I live was about 20-something miles. Of course, my parents were so worried because they saw the cloud and the boom and the whatever, and waited for our sister to come home, and she never did. So my father and I, for the next 3 days, we searched for her. It was just so fortunate for us. She was gone, but they were piling up the dead corpse and she was on top, the very top. And the reason we knew it was her is because she had an American-made pink slip on with embroidery. And my dad said, "That's Mana." It's just so sad. I mean, I just can't think of her without crying. I'm sorry. She was bloated, and she had, I think, one side of the arm was almost severed. And I just, anyway, when you think about it, we were lucky that we were able to give her a proper burial. My father had talked to the soldier and asked him to sit her aside, and he arranged for, I think it might have been a truck or something, to transport her home. So we had a regular service and burial. The other day somebody told me, "You went through so much and you're up deep." And I said, "If it helps to be negative, I will be, but it will pull everybody else down with me. And it's no use." I said, "It doesn't help at all. It really doesn't help." There's a teaching that really helps me. It's called impermanence. And nothing stays the same. And my dad used to say, where there's life, there's death. Where there's shape or things, they break. And life is like the river that flows every day. It changes constantly. Shabonda matonda, yane made tonda, yane made tonde, koarete kieta.